We're here with Wolf Kinzel from Microsoft Research,
yep.
And you are in the Interactive Visual Media team,
mm-hmm.
And you've written a C++ plugin for Visual Studio 2012 called Image Watch.
That's right.
What does it do?
Well, it's like a watch window or a locals window that's built into Visual Studio, but instead of showing you a text representation of your values during debugging, it shows you images for, you know, objects that are images.
Excellent.
And so, for example, if you write any application that does image processing, so think about, you know, augmented reality or, you know, video processing, mm-hmm. any kind of that stuff. You sometimes, you know, you need to sort of make sense of what's going on in your code, and that's much easier when you can actually look at the pixels. You can look at an image as opposed to something like what we have here, like just memory, which is what sometimes, you know, what an image looks like when you just look at the pixels.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so we have an example here that uses the OpenCV C++ library for image processing, computer vision. And what we do here is just we load up an image from a file, and then we run an edge detector on it. It's a very common operation. And now, again, if you loaded up the image, what I've done here into this variable called input, it's kind of hard to see what's going on here on the right when I just look at the numbers.
Mm.
I could also write this image to a file, right? But that's kind of tedious, especially when you go to a device like this, a Windows Phone, where you would have to download the file after you're done.
Absolutely.
With this debugging step, right? So this image watch window, which is what this is, basically gives you a list here of all the images that are in your app. And when you select one of those over here, you can get a detailed view of the image. And you can, you know, hover your mouse, and it will show you the pixel values on the top. And as you step through the code, those will update automatically. So here, if I step over this edges object, which is going to contain the edge image, in a moment, when I step over the function that computes the edges, then here I have the edge image.
Cool.
And as you can see, I can also, like, ImageWatch will align those things for me if I ask it to. So that's kind of nice to find out, you know, let's say where this edge came from. Oh, it's right here.
Nice. That
yep.
is a nice feature. Cool. So
yeah.
What else can you do with this?
Maybe I'm going to show you an application on the phone.
Great.
Because this is actually where it, I would say, has most value, because there, you know, it's really difficult to, you know, save your images to the phone and then, like, download them and look at them and then compile your code again and deploy the app and so on. So I'm going to show you an app that we released recently, our team actually, Interactive Visual Media. It's called Blink, and it's basically a camera app that lets you take pictures. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to launch the app, and I have a breakpoint, like, very, very deep in the image processing code. And when I take the picture, we're going to hit that breakpoint when the input image is processed. So I'm going to take a picture of you here. Looking good.
C++, man.
Yeah. And so I should hit that breakpoint here in a moment, and then you can see it's called source image. Here's a blurry version of Charles. And we have a bunch of internal data structures that are actually images. And so if I wanted to, you know, look for errors in that code or something, I could look at these or step through the code and see as they evolve.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, images, after all, are just collections of images. Right? I mean, collections
yeah.
of image data. They're big, giant sets of data.
Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah. And, so it's one of those things where, you know, yeah, you really have to, it makes so much more sense to look at this representation as opposed to the just the numbers in your memory window.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, you know, there are bugs, like, for example, you know, if you process an image and your output is sort of shifted by one pixel to the right or something, that's very hard to see in the memory window. But then if you look at the image, it's kind of obvious, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you flip back and forth between the input and the output. And so at least for us, it saved us a lot of time developing apps like these.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we're releasing it to the public now.
Well, hey, thank you for doing that. I mean, essentially, you can step into images.
Yeah.
I mean, that is super, super cool. And I know a lot of companies that and people that are writing applications that are all about manipulating media.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to love this.
Well, I hope they will.
No, they should. That's really, really cool.
What I haven't talked about is actually the watch window in
Great.
Here. So what we've done, we've lumped in the locals and the watch window into one tool window here, which you can actually kind of, you know, you can do whatever you can do with the tool window. And the watch window is where you type in stuff. So I can type in my source image here and it will show up there.
Okay.
And I can also do things like apply these. We have a set of operators that we can put in here. So for example, I can do a threshold on this image, which means I'm going to transform all the values that are above a threshold into 255 and everything else to zero. So for example, here, if I say source image and 100, so the pixels are in 0 to 255 because it's an 8-bit image. If I do this, then I'll see these are the white pixels are the ones that are above 100 and the black pixels. So this is just like a couple of tools that help you find issues in your code.
Cool. Are those operators extensible?
Not yet. We're thinking about this, mm-hmm. But they're not at this point. What is extensible, though, is the image types that you can look at. So out of the box, we support OpenCV types. But cool. You'll find some information in the documentation on how to write little extensions that to support your user-defined image types, C++. Of course. Yes, of course.
Excellent. And I think we'll dig a little deeper in an upcoming interview. I think we'll geek out pretty heavily on the implementation details.
Yep.
Excellent. Great. Well, hey, thanks for coming on Channel 9. And for everybody out there, download this and learn
Image
more.
Watch.
Image
okay.
Watch.
Thanks, Charles.
Rock and roll, man.